Everyone in the Senate and the upper galleries, please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Gock, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 139th Psalm we hear, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O Lord! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand." Gracious God, provide us time with friends and family and time in your house this weekend. For we rejoice knowing the bounty of your blessings and that whatever comes out of our lives first existed in your thoughts and your mind. May we gratefully acknowledge your gifts to us and give you thanks for watching our going out and coming in this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth, what purpose do you rise? Quorum being established, Senate will be in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, eighth day, Wednesday, January 18th.
Purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole moves that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole closes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have introduction of very special guest.
Proceed.
On your left and my right, I would like to present to you Roy Buchanan High School Trojan softball team. They include head coach Lance Richardson, assistant coaches Brent Lovell and Chuck Livingston, team members Rachel Burkhemper, Kim DeBold, Casey Bergfeld, Anna Sullivan, J.C. Meyer, Caitlin Williams, Haley Hunt, Bridget Hart, Cam Peterson, Haley Schmutz, Emma Sexton, Kirsten Nixon, Kirsten Watts, and Kelsey Sachs. The Trojan softball team won the Class 4 state championship on October 22, 2016, and earned the most wins in school history with a season record of 30-3. Please help me in recognizing.
Let's please welcome the guests from Callaway here this morning, and congratulations. Introduction of guest. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a special guest today. He is the doctor of the day. He is also a neighbor of mine and the park I used to play in as a kid and now walk my dogs in is directly behind his house. To your right and to my left, we have Dr. Gary Gaddis, who is the physician of the day, and he is employed by Washington University. So if the body would please give him a warm welcome.
Would the body please welcome the guest from the center from the 14th. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrance. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 7th. What purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the resolution, the title of the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which regulate elections.
Senator, do you care to explain the concurrent resolution?
Yes, briefly. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a resolution dealing with campaign finance reform and transparency. We passed this out of this chamber in 2014. Since then, we've had an election. We have evidence that elections and campaign finance is not transparent, not at the federal level, not in our state elections. And it's going to continue to filter down to the local elections if we don't do something about it. We cannot trust that Congress is going to fix this problem. And I am asking that we have an Article 5 convention restoring free and fair elections and transparency to the process. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, it will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Jefferson.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send it forward. Senator, would you like to explain your resolution?
This resolution basically asks the City of St. Louis Board of Aldermen to defeat Board Bill 203 and protect the religious liberties and the rights of conscience of Missouri citizens.
All right. Thank you, Senator. It will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
No explanation needed.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 316, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to password protection.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Berry, what purpose you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you.
Senate Bill Number 317, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to physician referral for physical therapy.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 1st. What part
of your rise? Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 318, introduced by Senators Sifton and Hummel, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President, briefly. Both myself and the senator from the 4th are co-sponsoring this legislation. This bill takes guns out of the hands of domestic violence convicts and people who are subject to personal orders of protection. We want to protect folks in the state from gun violence from family members and convicted domestic violence perpetrators. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Bills.
Pardon me?
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 319, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to the administration of emergency services in certain cities.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill? Okay. Madam Secretary, could you turn the microphone on, please, for the senator?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 320, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to electrical contractor licenses.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill? Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill to introduce.
Would you please send your bill forward?
It requires no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 321, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the admissibility of the use of safety belt and evidence of comparative negligence.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
No explanation is needed.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 322, introduced by Senator Whelan and Romine, an act relating to the designation of certain memorial infrastructure.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will change the order of business to resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send it forward.
I am sending it forward, Mr. President. I'd ask it to be printed in the journal. If I may, Mr. President, a brief explanation. We'll take this up next week. For the benefit of the body, I know this was just handed out. It was just voted on in the administration committee this morning. And, Mr. President, the senator from Barry and the senator from Phelps are very loud behind me, and I can't even hear myself speak.
The Senate, please be in order so the senator from Cole can make his presentation.
I think the senator from Andrew was involved in that, too, if we're going to get everybody printed in the journal and admonished properly. Administration Committee took this up this morning. This is typical that we introduce each year to establish the pay ranges that are set in accordance with OA and how they classify different employees. We will take this up on Tuesday, and I just wanted the body to know they just got it handed out what it was, and it's something customarily we do every year. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Cole, it will be printed in the journal. Senator from Cole.
Uh, Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I request the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
There is a message from the Governor. It will be waived. The reading will be waived and it will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments and also refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 to Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics?
They will be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports from standing committees.
Order of business report standing committees. The senator from the second.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has two reports.
Let the senator report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 19, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 21, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
The senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read your report.
Senator, we are going to send that report back. Evidently, the committee report's not there. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 263.
Senate Bill 263, an act relating to Moe HealthNet reimbursement of chiropractic services.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 264.
Senate Bill 264, an act relating to the Local Workforce Development Act of 2017.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 265.
Senate Bill 265, an act relating to the Blue Alert System.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 266.
Senate Bill 266, an act relating to the regulation of certain business entities.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 267.
Senate Bill 267, an act relating to a public safety sales tax.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 268.
Senate Bill 268, an act relating to unpaid leave for victims of certain crimes.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 269.
Senate Bill 269, an act relating to the Department of Revenue Technology Fund.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 270.
Senate Bill 270, an act relating to public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 271.
Senate Bill 271, an act relating to intoxicating liquor that is manufactured on the grounds of a recreational resort.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 272.
Senate Bill 272, an act relating to school districts' local effort.
Education, Senate Bill 273.
Senate Bill 273, an act relating to technology business facilities.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 274.
Senate Bill 274, an act relating to a qualifying life event for special enrollment period.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 275.
Senate Bill 275, an act relating to suicide exclusion clauses in life insurance.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to peddlers, licenses, and taxes.
You please hold the noise down in the Senate. Please hold the noise down in the Senate. Senator from Newton.
We're on Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to peddlers' licenses and taxes.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
General Laws. Senate Bill 278.
Senate Bill 278, an act relating to the Comprehensive State Energy Plan.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 279.
Senate Bill 279, an act relating to veteran designations on driver's licenses and identification cards.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 280.
Senate Bill 280, an act relating to driver's licenses complaint with the Federal Real ID Act of 2015.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281, an act relating to board members of public water supply districts.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 282.
Senate Bill 282, an act relating to compensation awarded under the Line of Duty Compensation Act.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill 283, an act relating to special road district commissioner elections.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 284.
Senate Bill 284, an act relating to cemetery funds.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 285.
Senate Bill 285, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 286.
Senate Bill 286, an act relating to real property owned by limited liability companies.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 287.
Senate Bill 287, an act relating to biased policing.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 288.
Senate Bill 288, an act relating to the law library surcharge.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 289.
Senate Bill 289, an act relating to rental agreements of victims of certain types of abuse.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 290.
Senate Bill 290, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 291.
Senate Bill 291, an act relating to paid parental leave for state employees.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 292.
Senate Bill 292, an act relating to ticket selling practices.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 293.
Senate Bill 293, an act relating to the per-ton fee for using explosives.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 294.
Senate Bill 294, an act relating to the renaming of a certain state park.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 295.
Senate Bill 295, an act relating to fees to be paid to the County Employees Retirement Fund.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 296.
Senate Bill 296.
Would the Senate please come to order? I ask again for that. so the secretaries can do their job and so the president pro tem of the Senate can do his. Senator from Newton.
Senate Bill 296.
Senate Bill 296, an act relating to membership of the police retirement system of St. Louis as a condition of employment.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 297.
Senate Bill 297, an act relating to electric shock drowning prevention.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 298.
Senate Bill 298, an act relating to nuisance actions in certain political subdivisions.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 299.
Senate Bill 299, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 300.
Senate Bill 300, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of 7 director school districts.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 301.
Senate Bill 301, an act relating to sexual assault reporting in long-term care facilities.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 302.
Senate Bill 302, an act relating to advanced industrial manufacturing zones.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 303.
Senate Bill 303, an act relating to contracts limiting tortfeasor liability.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 304.
Senate Bill 304, an act relating to the corporate governance of insurance companies.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 305.
Senate Bill 305, an act relating to lobbyist expenditures.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics, Senate Bill 306.
Senate Bill 306, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of 7 director school districts.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 307.
Senate Bill 307, an act relating to agriculture.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 308.
Senate Bill 308, an act relating to the investment policies of public entities.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 309.
Senate Bill 309, an act relating to the retirement system for prosecuting and circuit attorneys.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 310.
Senate Bill 310, an act relating to residential dwellings offered for rent to transient guests.
Economic development, Senate Bill 311.
Senate Bill 311, an act relating to property tax for vehicles traveling in interstate commerce.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 312.
Senate Bill 312, an act relating to maintenance medication filled by pharmacists.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 313.
Senate Bill 313, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Education, Senate Bill 314.
Senate Bill 314, an act relating to a program for the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 315.
Senate Bill 315, an act relating to transportation regulations.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of reports from standing committees. Senator from Newton. We're on the business of reports, standing committee. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report when it comes forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 31, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two announcements. One, don't forget that Monday night is the world-famous Senate bowling tournament where we were able to raise a lot of money for very good charities. And I'm sure the newly elected lieutenant governor will have a team in it, although he won't be bowling because he's not very good. And number two, Mr. President, so don't forget about the bowling tournament Monday night. Number two, Mr. President, in a few minutes, I am going to make a recess motion for the benefit of the members of the body to probably recess until about 11:30. We are waiting for a message to come over from the House, and I understand from a very high-level executive member of the House here that they're very slow and unorganized over there, and that's what the good representatives in St. Charles County told me. He made other comments about the speaker. We won't go into that. But so we're waiting for that bill. Members do not have to stay around because we're simply going to take that bill in and then make an adjournment motion. But if you'd like to stay, you're more than welcome to stay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, thank you. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I move the Senate stand in recess until 11 a.m. this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess till 11 p.m. this, pardon me, 11 a.m. this date. 11 a.m. this date. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We will stand at recess until 11 a.m.